Good evening. We are here. Give us a moment. It is August 1st, 2012, and it's our full moon in Aquarius. Where to begin? There's a lot going on. From our perspective, things are really percolating on many fronts, in your environment, in your world, and as we've said earlier in a previous channeling, you are all feeling a little antsy. You're all feeling a little buzzed, and you are wondering what's going on. Many people are worried about the economy. Many people are concerned about disclosure, the idea that the extraterrestrial contacts are going to come forward and information will be disclosed. And we've even heard that there's talk of a landing at the Olympics. But let us tell you one thing from our perspective. There are not entities outside of your earth that are of the light that are going to do anything that is not part of your free will as a collective. And what we mean by that is, until and unless more people become comfortable with the idea of extraterrestrial contact, and not in the scary way that they're going to be attacked or war of the world sort of thing, that is really what's keeping away the contacts at this time, because there are some who would jump off a cliff, and there are some that would be very, very psychologically harmed. And so the collective has been being worked on by many light workers. Look at all of the television shows you are seeing now about UFOs and alien contacts and the history of the Earth and all of the connections with Bigfoot and others. There's a lot of that kind of information coming out now. And that is part of disclosure. That is the part of disclosure that's being done to bring along the collective. And it's being done very methodically. And there is no, from our perspective, that nothing is broken. It is moving along quite well. Now, as the collective, the people on your planet, begin to realize that they cannot trust the economies, that they cannot trust government to tell them the truth, that they cannot trust. As these kinds of bonds break down, you will see a newfound excitement build. What we mean by that is people will realize that they have some power, they have some control. They have some ability to manipulate reality, whether it is through elections or whether it is just through group activities. And so it is important to keep that in mind as you are watching something like the Olympics, because that's a group activity that people are all getting behind at some point or another. Not everyone, but those who are interested. And so it is a great venue for bringing some disclosure along, understand, like the UFO that was seen hovering over it. There's a lot of excitement about that on the internet. And so that in and of itself starts a process in the minds of those who are watching. Is it a hoax or is it real? Could it be real? It starts a process where they can then begin to be okay with it. This sort of thing has been done to not shock people for a long time, when you don't want to shock them. See, those who have been running your planet like to shock you. They want to shock you with the 9/11. They want to shock you with the shooting at the theater. They want to shock you. Understand? Because they use those shocking opportunities. The extraterrestrials are not looking to shock you. If they have, they'd have done it by now. Understand? So they are looking for how to do this in such a way that you all recover from the shock, because it will be shocking, and keep your molecules intact. Don't exit. Don't jump off a cliff or whatever. Understand? And so look at the, if you want to know whether the extraterrestrial information is going to come out sooner than later, look at your neighbors. Look at the planet as a whole and ask yourself, are they ready? You may be ready. You may be listening to us and say, oh, I'm ready, I want it, bring it on. But if you were to talk to a dozen or so of your friends, where would they be? What sort of scenarios would they have in their head? Because that's what's holding it up, is that there's a lot of people who are holding a lot of fear in this action, just like there's a lot of people holding back a lot of fear in the economy. This is why it's holding up certain changes in the economy. But those are happening slowly in the courts as well, with LIBOR and this sort of thing. And so there's that process is working its way through your group consciousness as well. So here you are in a moon in Aquarius, and that is the idea that you are moving into this time frame of Aquarius, the Aquarian age. And we would say you are more than turned the corner on it. There's been some time now that you have been in the Aquarian age, but it is still the cusp of it. And so you're watching the previous age sort of fade. Understand? And your children are really the ones that are the way showers here. And many of them have been derailed through the processes of technology and such. Many of the things that have come along with technology are not beneficial. Many of the video games and these sorts of things do not really assist. There are some that seem to, the social networking and this sort of thing, but look at how people are really not getting together. They are getting together in an internet way. Our vehicle was at a party with young children, and the young children were all texting each other at the table instead of talking. Just talking to each other. They were texting to each other. And this is a handicap that actually the sun, the actual soul in the sky, has a plan for. And you can imagine what that means. Watch your technologies begin to be disrupted. We've already seen some disruptions. More are coming. Now, when will those things happen? Could be 2012, could be even earlier, could be later. It will happen as these energies build and build and build, because yes, we have told you disclosures waiting for people to be okay with it, but there's also this sense that the house is burning. Understand? And so imagine it kind of like trying to talk somebody into jumping into one of those trampolines or whatever that the firemen have. They're like, come on, jump, and you're saying, no, I don't want you to jump, no. In the meantime, the fire is getting closer and closer. So there's going to come a point where you say fire or jump. And ideally you will realize in that moment that there are friends waiting down there to catch you. And not someone just tricking you and pulling the thing away and letting you splat on the sidewalk. Instead it is trusting. But you are getting there. All of you are getting there. And as the planet moves into this alignment, and as these waves of energy start hitting you from the galactic center, it will bring with it more and more and more knowing. You see, a lot of you think that the only way to get information is from technology, from newspapers, from radio, from, but that is not really true. Look at the Aboriginals. They share dreams. They don't have written textbooks and things of this sort because they share information generationally through a collective. And so that kind of ability is in your DNA. It is just not turned on. And so you will begin to see people just knowing things, knowing when it's the right time to turn on the television and watch something, or collect somewhere, or meditate, or whatever. So it is really a very interesting time to see how people respond to the energies. And if you can imagine the importance of not responding in fear, being understood by the extraterrestrials that have been watching your planet for a long time, then you will know why they are not just landing on the White House lawn today. Because it is important for them not to shock anyone. Because you are in a free will universe. Because they are quite in allegiance and in line with that. And again, keep in mind that as you learn things about people, that it will be important to learn forgiveness. Because, yes, there will be a desire to go rally the troops and put people's heads on pikes and this sort of thing. But we would suggest you think of it as from a next higher perspective. There was a channeling recently by the Hathor, where they were talking about the dual universe, the dual universe you live in, the duality universe you live in, and how important it is to find that third place where you can look at the whole thing. Many of you watch television or movies, and you have your favorite actors who are good guys and your favorite actors who are bad guys. And for the most part, you don't hate the actors who play the bad guys. Why? Because they are actors. They are playing a part. Well, that is very much what is going on in your world with some of these baddies out there. They have been playing their part. And so if you can rise above the ground and the duality and see that, see this playing out of energy, this playing out of duality, of energy in a duality environment, then you can better ride the energies that are coming. Instead, if you're very close and you're looking for the bad guys so that you can make sure they get punished or whatever, you are in the muck. There was a wonderful television show. It was a cartoon when our vehicle was a child, and it had the coyote and the sheep dog. And the sheep dog watched the sheep, and the coyote tried to eat the sheep. But every day they would show up and punch in. They were buddies. Good to see you. Hello. Time for work. And while they were at work, they would each do their part. And at the end of the night, they would punch out and go have a beer. We want you to think about that. I want you to think about what it means to be outside of the duality universe, of the duality dimension. Because it will be very important for those who wish to be released from this duality universe and move further, closer to Prime Creator, closer to their source. And with that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.